This video is sponsored by CuriosityStream. Use the link in the description to watch thousands of documentaries and, at no extra cost, exclusive and ad-free videos from your favorite creators on Nebula. It's 5 o'clock. You just finished a shift in your small Wisconsin dairy town. You're on an evening stroll in New York. Dinner is calling in a St. Louis suburb. Then you step into the grocery store and suddenly you're transported somewhere entirely different. Here, the parking lots are never big enough, the lines always long, and picking pita chips somehow feels adventurous. Here, you're sophisticated. You appreciate the difference between mezzalune and non-mezzalune ravioli. What is this strange alternate universe, and why is everyone so scandalously friendly? You've just entered the 15,000 square foot Californian embassy, or more specifically, your neighborhood Trader Joe's. Like its motherland, the nation of California, Trader Joe's does everything a bit differently. It holds no sales, offers no coupons, has no loyalty program, no self-checkout, almost no advertising, no online ordering, and collects no customer data. You'll either find its 25-cent individually sold bananas quirky and charming, or endlessly obnoxious. In case you're unfamiliar, Trader Joe's is a popular American specialty grocery store, meaning you'll find things like the veggie burger with almond butter turmeric slaw, produce, and snacks, but few everyday essentials like batteries or toothpicks. For that reason, the average shopper makes routine visits, but in addition to their normal big box grocery store. Its devotees appreciate its cheap and wide variety of wine and diet or food restriction friendly choices, like vegan, kosher, and gluten-free foods. It's perhaps the only grocery store with a cult following, Facebook fan groups, and employees for life. Clearly, it's doing something very different. The first thing you can't help but notice as you enter a Trader Joe's is its elaborate tropical and nautical theme. It doesn't feel like an ordinary store because its aisles aren't repetitive rows of similar-looking items. Rather, it's more akin to a coherently designed theme park ride, unsurprising given its inspiration. Before opening the chain, its founder Joe Colombe had been on Disneyland's Jungle Ride. The titular Joe in supermarket lore is a sailor on the high seas, bringing exotic foods from faraway places. Managers wear bright, casual Hawaiian shirts, sometimes with leis, and are officially designated captains. Assistant managers are first mates, and regular employees, crew. The walls, aisles, and floor are decorated in wooden tiki patterns. Between them, you'll find Trader Joe's second surprise, and one of the key ingredients to its success. There are almost no branded items. Around 80% of its products carry the Trader Joe's label, with a unique package design and creative, often quirky, names. The average shopper may see only one logo and one consistent design from the entrance to the exit, in sharp contrast with the average grocery store aisle, where each product independently fights for your attention. And yet, in what might surprise even the most frequent customers, Trader Joe's owns no factories. It does not cook, build, or create its recipes. Instead, the company approaches an existing brand, or vice versa, and strikes a deal. Trader Joe's gets to put its name on high-quality, well-liked, and pre-tested foods. The manufacturer, meanwhile, gets a new source of income from a customer who will buy regularly, in large quantities, and pay on delivery, rather than charging slotting fees like most grocers. Both agree to secrecy, legally obligating one another never to admit to the arrangement. There are, however, some clever ways around this. When the American Food and Drug Administration recalls a product, its manufacturers often release public lists of all the stores and labels under which it's sold. The blog Eater has used Freedom of Information Act requests to obtain these lists and figure out many of Trader Joe's suppliers. While some of its products are genuinely exclusive, many are very slight modifications, different proportions, or even exact recreations of products available elsewhere. Meaning, awkwardly, you can compare prices directly. Its white cheddar macaroni, for example, was discovered to be identical to Annie's branded version, but at Trader Joe's, 50% cheaper. Its veggie sticks are, except for a few ingredients, the same as Good Health natural foods, despite being less than half the cost. It also sells products suspiciously similar to Wonderful Pistachios, Naked Juice, Frito-Lay chips, and Stauffer's animal crackers. This private label strategy, as it's known, is not unique. Whole Foods has a similar brand called 365, and Costco has its Kirkland signature. Trader Joe's, though, has selected products and positioned them well enough that shoppers see its brand as Trader Joe's. In other words, customers feel they're shopping at a premium retailer like Whole Foods, while getting generic brand prices, the best of both worlds. The downside of this strategy is that products and relationships come and go. Because each store sells only about 4,000 unique products, compared to the average grocery store's 40,000, it meticulously manages inventory. Being a customer means constantly being disappointed as your favorite items are discontinued or go out of season. This tight inventory management is also why items sell out so frequently. Trader Joe's purchases directly from manufacturers, and its stores have small back rooms, meaning trucks deliver new stock every day, and predicting demand is a difficult art to perfect. The company began private labeling back in 1972, 5 years after opening the first store in Pasadena, California, which is still open today. Since then, the company has expanded to over 500 stores across 42 states plus DC, with a strange omission of Hawaii, considering its tropical theme. Despite this growth, most would say it's maintained that signature neighborhood feel. Each of its 500 stores hires artists to hand-draw its signs and reflect the local culture. The brand harkens back to a simpler time, one with less technology, one where staff were knowledgeable and treated customers as friends. It feels nostalgic, familiar, somehow, even to those who've never lived in such an era. Its checkout stations have no conveyor belts, scales, or TV screens, and instead of a PA system, employees use a literal bell, one ding to call extra cashiers, two for general assistance, and three to notify the manager. Free samples are handed out liberally, and each store makes its own merchandising decisions, catering to local tastes. Perhaps most important, though, are its staff. Trader Joe's hires not based on skill, but personality. It exclusively recruits smart, energetic, conversationalist extroverts. Here, the customer is always right. Some have reported successfully returning dead plants or empty packaging without a receipt. The crew gladly helps carry groceries to cars and are expressly told to drop everything when approached by a customer for any reason. They will always lead you to a product, not just tell you which aisle it's on. In fact, to encourage these interactions, staff are told to stock products throughout the day, where they will be in close contact with customers, rather than before or after the opening hours. And because these tasks are both physically and socially draining, workers frequently rotate between them. The job of greeting customers at the door, the helmsman in Joe's parlance, is assigned for no more than 1 hour at a time, and working the register, at most 2 hours. Together, all these quirks place Trader Joe's firmly in an unofficial family of oddly similar West Coast at heart brands with personality, along with companies like In-N-Out and Costco. All three have a borderline cult following, truly low prices, a reflective top-down management style, and treat employees not as expendable objects, but assets to be nurtured. Each appeals to the kind of customer who has money but chooses to be frugal, someone who enjoys the comfort of a small local establishment, while at the same time feeling a bit adventurous. All were founded by charismatic figures in Southern California and remain secretive about their internal workings. Trader Joe's headquarters in Monrovia, California is tellingly nondescript, and the company rarely accepts requests for interviews. Although Trader Joe's founder, Joe Colombe, died in February, his legacy is undeniable. He built a place people look forward to shopping at, a place where everyone, customers and employees, are treated with respect. Some would say it's largely a facade, that its food may not be as healthy as one would assume, that the company is not the pinnacle of environmentalism it would have you believe, and that a national chain, by definition, can't be local. If one is being totally honest, the store has a slightly snobby feel to it. But whether or not you're a fan, you can't help but admire its ingenuity, building a brand that truly transcends a mere name, logo, and mission statement. For better or worse, Trader Joe's succeeds because it exports California. No matter who you are or where you are, here everyone is friendly, everything is colorful, and life is simple. I don't normally like talking about unreleased videos, but one that's been on my list for some time is another secretive, well-liked company, LEGO. I'm not sure if this video will ever see the light of day, but in the meantime, I really recommend watching the Secret World of LEGO documentary on CuriosityStream. It's full of interesting stories. Like, for example, did you know there's a coast in the UK where LEGO pieces occasionally wash ashore? Because you're watching this video, I strongly suspect you'd enjoy the technology, science, and nature documentaries on CuriosityStream. And I even bet you might even have a little extra free time at the moment. To help get your mind off everything that's going on, right now you can get an entire year's subscription for just $12. $12! And this includes access to our new streaming service, Nebula, where you can watch many ad-free and even exclusive videos from your favorite YouTubers. Use the link in the description to sign up and you'll get an email with access to Nebula shortly after.